Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Monique J. Let's Be Honest podcast. It's been a while since I have uploaded an episode, and it's just been because I have actually lost a little bit of me and my drive and my focus on what I was originally doing and the things that I was originally planning. Based on doing exactly what I coach and advise other people not to do. And that is become so consumed with other people and situations that you lose your focus, you lose what you have been working so hard to change about yourself and a little bit of your happy. So I am titling this podcast episode I'm titling this podcast episode to be, what are you willing to do to preserve and maintain your happy? So I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back to speak candidly just about myself and hopefully open up the thoughts of others or those of you that listen in hopes that, you know, you can avoid some of the pitfalls and the things that I have experienced and not really following exactly what I teach others and tell others to do. So hang on, I'll be right back, and thanks for tuning in to the Monique J. Let's Be Honest podcast. Welcome back to the Monique J. Let's Be Honest show. So before I left, I was going to address in this episode choosing your happiness or choosing to be happy. There are often times when we, and our desire a lot of times fit in, and our desire to make others happy, and in our desire to just really kind of go for what we have envisioned that we want in our lives, we sometimes will sacrifice our own happiness, sometimes sacrifice our own peace, in order to achieve the things, the relationships that we think that we need or think that we want in order to just go day to day and achieve personal success. And I know for me, I oftentimes do that just because I have and know that I am a self-diagnosed people pleaser, but I don't like to see people unhappy. I don't like to make people unhappy, even though I know that I can't control that, and I know it's impossible to never make anyone unhappy. But I really just kind of make the decision oftentimes to engage myself in situations, circumstances, just with people, most of the times with people, because you don't go to any environment or go any place and you're not around someone else most times. But I generally, for me, how I lose my happy or how I sacrifice my happy is in going in places and spaces with people who may not match where I'm at as a person. Not to say that I'm above anybody, not to say that I'm better than anybody, just to say that where I'm at is where I'm at. And I oftentimes engage and allow people in my space and in my life who are not matching the level of thought, really, that I'm at. things, material things, and all of those things, that doesn't mean anything in regards to me. For me, what's most important of where a relationship or a person or anybody who I choose to allow in my space, what's important to me is that we are mentally on the same level. Not that we mentally know the same things, but that we are on the same level. That I can gain something that's going to take me higher from that person, and that person can gain something that's going to take them higher from me. That is what's important to me. And I oftentimes mix up the fact that I don't want to appear to be better than anyone to force me or make me choose and engage in circumstances and in relationships with people who just are not someone or people that I belong in the same belong in a relationship with, other than hi, how you doing, nice to meet you, things like that. And I a lot of times sacrifice my happy because I have not yet figured out that because my purpose is to help others, because my purpose is to inspire others, it does not mean that I have to take my work into my life, if that makes sense. And I'm just really being honest with myself. I'm being honest with anyone who listens to this episode of the podcast. That's really what it is. I have to figure out, and this is just, I'm talking candidly, I'm being honest, because someone may listen who has the same issue and does not understand that just because you know that your purpose that God has placed on your life is to help others and to inspire others and to help lift others up, it does not mean that in you doing that and following your purpose, it is supposed to bring you down, slow you up, or make you look backwards. And that is something that I constantly, constantly do. And it is what I am doing that sacrifices my happiness. I am approaching my 50th birthday, and I have made a promise to myself, and I've asked God to help me in it, where I figure out or understand how to be me without losing me. And just understanding that every place is not for you, every person is not for you. And that doesn't mean that you see them as better than you or you as better than them. It just means that they are not people who are meant to engage with you on a regular basis. And those are not places that you are meant to go on a regular basis. If it doesn't have a purpose, if it's not serving a purpose, some places and some people are just not meant to be in your life or meant to go. I just wanted to kind of bring that up and talk about that. This is going to be short and sweet. But I just want everybody to know that nothing, nowhere, no place, nobody is worth you sacrificing your happy. Even if that means that you are alone, until you find the comfortable place that you belong, you are better off being alone than being in places and spaces where you're not allowed or don't feel like the 100% of who you are. If you are not comfortable in a place, if you are not comfortable around certain people, if you are around people who don't see you for who you truly are, and they see you totally opposite of what you are and what you present, those are not places that you need to be in. Especially if you truly know who you are, and if you don't feel like what the people see is really something that you are putting out as opposed to something that they see because of the things and the issues that they see within themselves. So just think about that. Make sure that you are choosing you. Make sure that even when you find yourself slipping, like I know I have, I've done so really over the past about 4 months or so. And of course, we've all been in COVID, and you know, and so COVID kind of threw everybody's life in turmoil, confusion, upside down. And we've been in it since about, since March. So yeah, about 4 months. And I have just realized that these 4 months during COVID, they have really, I've worked, I've continued to pursue, but I did not work and pursue as I was prior to COVID. Now, of course, because your focus changed, because you businesses shut down, you weren't sure how you're going to earn, you're not sure what you're going to do. So you're trying to, you know, put your energies into the places to ensure that you sustain through this time. And I did that, but I also allowed the other times that I have, that I would be doing things like my podcast, that I would be doing things like my YouTube channel, which if you know, you go to the Monique J channel on YouTube, as well as the Weekly Wind Down. The Weekly Wind Down has not uploaded any new episodes recently, of course, with social distancing and filming, but we will be back to that as well. But all of those things have just kind of been, I've put on a back burner, and it has been because my attention was just on things that I know now didn't serve me, didn't make me happy, and that was not allowing me to totally be myself. And even in my desire to be myself and being myself, the people that I was in their presence wasn't seeing me for me. And so that in itself says I wasn't in the right places and right spaces with the right people. So I advise you that if you're ever in a space or around people and you don't feel 100% comfortable in those places, you don't feel unjudged in those places, you don't feel like, I can't explain what it is, but there are times when you can be talking to people and you can be being your natural self and you can see them sizing you up, trying to diagnose you or trying to see something else in you. And that look that is on their face is not of peace and love and joy. It's of confusion and sometimes it's of evil, if that's the way that, you know, for me having a lack of a better word to say. Make sure that when you are in spaces, you just feel totally, totally comfortable in them. And if you are around people who don't accept you for who you are, as you are, do not be around those people. You know, it's just really strange how things and stuff are and how you're continuously learning no matter how old you get and you are. I mean, I am about to be 50, as I said, and I'm still learning valuable life lessons. Now, I'm grateful that these last few that I've learned over the last year or so, I'm grateful that I've learned them now, because I would hate to be going through some of the same silly, simple things that I've went through in the past couple of years once I turn 50 years old. I just think that once you turn 50, you should not be going through silly, simple, stupid things. I just don't think so. So that's my goal, to ensure that I vet my spaces and I vet the people that I am around so much better that I ensure that I'm not losing my happy and that I'm always choosing me. So I give this to you before I end, and I share my prayer is that I ask God to draw to me those who belong and take away from me those who don't. keep me from where I don't belong. Lead me into the spaces that I do. Don't allow my natural instinct to be good to force me to be in places that are not good for me. Okay? So that's a lot to ask, but I'm telling you, you ask for what you want, you speak candidly, you speak true, God will answer your prayers. So before I end, I just want to tell you, as always, every episode of the Monique J Let's Be Honest show and anything that Monique J does is brought to you by the 1-9 Group Incorporated, which is a professional and financial services company providing all of your professional and financial service needs, as well as Monique J Academy, which is an online program that provides courses in how to save money, how to reduce your expenses, how to become a professional tax preparer, and after completing that course, how to start your own tax professional, a tax preparation business. Coming soon will be my coaching program, which will start out as a couple one-on-one sessions and then fall into a full online course. And lastly, but not least, this episode is brought to you by 66CBD.com Incorporated. You can shop 66CBD.com, who provides the most premium, pure CBD cannabis-derived products that promote natural healing and great feelings. Pricing is phenomenal. Purity is phenomenal. The labs that the products are tested at are phenomenal, and they go through a 3-step testing process to ensure that we provide you the same quality product every time. So shop 66 CBD.net. It's always free shipping. And for your first order to save, use promo code SIXSTART to save $5 off your first purchase of $50 or more. Again, that's the number six, which is 66CBD.net. And until next time, make sure that you remain at peace and not in pieces. It's been your girl, Monique J. Be blessed.